Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, hello, hello. September is in full swing, folks.
Oh my God, it came so fast.
I know.
It's halfway over.
Oh, jeez. Daisy Packer, Executive Director of Keep Indian River Beautiful, is in the studio with us today because it is our annual International Coastal Cleanup this weekend.
Yay!
Yes. It is impressive, the number of volunteers that come out each year.
Oh, yeah.
And do what they can in different parts of Indian River County to help with these beautification efforts.
Yeah, we're at 900 volunteers already.
Holy
wow.
smokes.
I know, it's awesome.
That's like double the size of years ago.
And Florence can just keep staying to the north.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm. Don't need to worry about that again.
That right? Know. That did throw a curveball last year, didn't
it? A big one.
I've never been on a beach cleanup, though, until after Matthew, where I was able to find windows.
Oh, and, yes. And all other, the fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, big, big pieces of decking from people's docks and stuff. Mm-hmm.
A lot of docks.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I need help. I need 10 people, please, to help me pick up my debris. Jeez Louise.
Where'd they go?
Okay, so for folks that are listening and are saying, gosh, I have some friends in town, or I have some kids that I would like to wake up early in the morning on
community service hours.
I mean, yeah. How do they get involved, Daisy? What do we do?
Yeah, well, they can go in and sign up on our website. It's a nice, easy online form, or they can give us a call at the store and just see what sites are available. There's a few that have filled up. So like Wabasso Beach is overflowing, and a few things like that. So we're closing down those sites on the website. You're not gonna be able to click on those anymore, but the ones that are going to stay open are South Beach, Sexton Plaza can still use more volunteers, and of course our major river location. If you have a good group of hardworking volunteers that really actually want to clean up litter and don't want to just spend an hour on the beach, that Gifford Dock is the place to go. It's got all
the trash.
That's
the end of 45th Street,
yeah,
right there,
right next to Oak Harbor. Yeah. So I know it says Gifford, but it's right there next to the water. It's Indian River Land Trust property just south of that. So it just is all the mangroves, and it just traps all of the trash from
sure.
that whole side. So we could definitely use some dedicated volunteers that are just want to actually do the good.
Yeah.
And feel like they were accomplished something.
Made an impact.
Yes, exactly.
You probably want the little pickers.
Yeah, the grabbers go there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We prioritize the sites based on that kind of a thing for the grabbers, because I can't give 900 grabbers out to everybody.
No.
It doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
So, places where the mangroves and they need the extra reach.
Yeah. Go gadget arm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the beach people don't need that. Look, they're picking up the little tiny stuff.
Right. And you have gloves to be able to pick up all those. Darn cigarette
Have you
butts.
Ever tried to use a grabber when the wind's blowing the bag in the opposite direction?
Right. Most times I don't use
it's
the grabbers.
Like
it's
chasing
just too
your
much.
Tail.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Okay, so the website for folks
is keepindianriverbeautiful.org.
Very straightforward.
Yeah, very straightforward, easy to remember, just long when you type it.
And it's right there on the homepage.
Yes, everything's right there on the homepage.
What is the anticipated start time?
9 a.m. for almost every location. So there's
so
only one or two. Yeah, there's only one or two that tend to start around 8, and those are like some of the kayak groups and stuff like that, because they get out earlier.
Okay.
But for the most part, we're looking at 9.
So a couple hours, you do some good.
Yeah. Get a free t-shirt. Gotta promote the sponsors.
Are you in love with the design this year?
Oh yeah, it's awesome. We used a Facebook meme that and the color of the shirt this year is just, everybody loves it.
Oh,
everybody
good.
Loves it. It's this beautiful green color. So
nice.
It's like a sea green. It's really great.
Ooh,
yeah.
I can't wait. I'll be sporting mine, folks.
Yeah.
I'll be sporting
it's really
it.
Nice.
I have one for every year.
I should have brought one with me. I didn't even think about it.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now folks can get involved with Keep Indian River Beautiful more than just at the annual organized cleanups.
Definitely. Yes, we have all year long. We do supplies for corporate groups to go out, or your club, or your kids who need the community service hours. You can go out as a group with their friends, or as their school club or church club, whatever. It doesn't matter. We we're not picky.
Right.
And we'll put you in a location that hasn't been done in a while. So that way you feel like you're making that impact and in your community, wherever that closest area to you is.
That makes sense. And I think it's important, too, for folks to realize that it's not just the cleanups. It's not just recycling. Keep Indian River Beautiful has a big umbrella. Really. And a lot of it comes in with the education and, of course, beautification projects.
Yes.
So share with us a little something because we're getting ready. We started talks already. I have the pleasure of serving on this board as vice president. I've been with Keep Indian River Beautiful, a dozen years, I think, at this point almost, in between the previous executive director and you at the helm.
It's pretty close to,
And I haven't aged, though. That's the good part, folks.
Exactly.
I look
forever
exactly
29.
The same.
Yep.
But truly, it's really evolved and new components have kind of emerged with the brand new location of the thrift store.
Yes, which is doing amazing, by the way, on 16th and Old Dixie. We've got such a great location that the donations that have been coming in are so fantastic. We have beautiful furniture right now. I mean, like furniture worth hundreds of dollars. And collectibles and just, it's very eclectic, so it's hard to explain. But then we also still have that, you know, DIY Pinterest lovers dream section where they can just go to town for scrapbooking and any kind of knitting or yarn or anything. Like, there's just so much to look at there. But we actually got another grant this year for more trees to be planted from Lowe's.
Wonderful.
So we have... the Lowe's Community Improvement Grant. We're going to be working with the local Lowe's and Debbie.
We love us some Debbie Tucker. Shout
exactly.
out to our girl.
And then we also are going to be bringing in other volunteers as well, and that's to plant down at Round Island.
Oh, so it's going to be Round Island this year.
Yep. So we're going to be adding some extra native trees, keeping it native, keeping it habitat friendly. And doing that. So that'll be great. I don't have a date yet with the Parks Department. We're still working on that, ironing out those kinds of details. But it won't happen until the fall because it's just
out.
Crazy. And
I like your thought process, Daisy. Yeah. Let's wait till it's a little cooler and then get a bunch of helping hands and plant some native trees at Rhode Island where you're guaranteed to see a few manatees. That's for sure. I love
some
it
down manatee,
there.
Some dolphin, you know.
And that's one of the National Coastal Cleanup locations
it
as
is.
Well.
Yeah. The Sunrise Rotary, one of our sponsors this year, is actually taking on that site as the hosts. They're coordinating everything. And I'm going to be at South Beach with our presenting sponsor, which is Republic. So that'll be great. And because we're actually going to get not just Republic donating the dumpsters like they do every year, but they're also going to actually have people from their employees coming to the site to do the cleanup with us as well. So that's going to be
they're
an extra little tidbit
there.
They're
such a great organization. That's awesome. It's wonderful how much they do and the donations that they do in kind for keeping Indian River Beautiful
all
too
year
with
long.
The downtown recycling. And
yeah, in case anyone didn't know, all that downtown recycling is done every week by Republic for free. So that's a nice big shout out to them, because it gets expensive doing it every week, you know. So,
but it needs to be done because our numbers are just consistently improving.
Yes.
Our downtown's a happening little spot.
Yeah. When we first started that program over 4 years ago, they were at a monthly cleanup. So the level of recycling in the community is definitely taking hold. So when we added the beachside recycling to JC Beach, and we actually have a volunteer who's manning the city marina as well. So we have both of those two places covered. So we're slowly bringing it in. And then the county added recycling to the beaches. So it's more and more everywhere you go.
That awareness.
And exactly. And that practice.
Yeah.
You got to practice how you recycle.
And I honestly, now that we have single stream, it's just much easier for
it
folks
is.
To feel like they can get on board with it rather than trying to sort and sift. I had the pleasure of taking my fantastic team of white glove moving and storage down to the Miami Dolphins game. Season opener. Longest NFL game in history, folks. That's the day I picked. Little rain. Don't worry. We brought some tents. But I thought it was interesting. First of all, they're food options were very interesting, mm-hmm. right? Like, I've gone to stadiums before and I didn't see like Tres Leches. And they had a whole station just for Tres Leches cake, people. Oh, I can't make this up.
Now you're in Miami.
Right? Exactly. But they had like in the garbage area, like spots where they wanted just the fork and spoons mm-hmm. and knives. Oh, right. And then they had spots just for the cups. And then they had spots just for the plates. One for just for the napkin. I'm like, well, now, come on. This is silly.
Well, you know why that might be happening that way?
No.
Because the last director of Keep America Beautiful, Jennifer Jen, is actually now the, I believe she's the director at the Miami Foundation.
Oh,
the Miami Dolphins Foundation.
So they really want it.
She might be bringing a little bit of that in.
I was looking at. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't just eat anything because that would have taken me 5 minutes to just break down.
It's like micromanaging.
I know.
That sounds like that might have been a little bit of her influence.
Okay. Oh my! But it's good to know that right here in our own backyard, that you know, the goal is to be at 75% recycling.
Yes.
Making it single stream has certainly helped expedite it, yeah. And we're well on our way.
And the best tidbit that I've gotten all summer is that the county has now found out that bottle caps can go on your bottles.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
That's so we don't
I do remember that being a point of contention
yeah.
before.
Yes. Yes. So now they don't have to bring them to me. If they leave them on the bottle, so that way, like, squeeze the air out and leave them on the bottle, they'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So although I see a number way. Of people being able to collect bottle tops for different causes.
Yeah, but usually those are like the tabs. There is one school that actually collects bottle caps. I'm not sure which school it is. But right? For the most part, they're like the tabs for like the soda cans and those kind of bottle tops. Mm-hmm. So
the pop top.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I learned was supposed to, it was invented to hold your straw. Like, you're supposed to fold it up
back
and down,
and over so
and then
it...
you put your straw inside. I know, mind blown
nobody
when I learned that a couple
way.
Of times. I know.
Really?
Yeah, I can't make this up, folks. Breaking news on the Vero
ding,
Insider.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're welcome.
How ingenious they were back then, right?
No like, kidding.
We love totally
and
missed
then we
that.
Missed the boat for, like, my entire life.
Exactly.
I just did not know that.
I thought it was for, like, you know, pulling back and forth, and you do the letters, and then you figure out what letter of the person you're supposed to marry. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like an apple core, yeah. And you would spin the little stick at the top. Uh-huh. No, that's not the purpose, probably.
No, okay. Yeah.
But good call, Daisy. Good call. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vero Insider. We are talking about this Saturday's upcoming International Coastal Cleanup. There's still an opportunity to jump on to keepindianriverbeautiful.org and sign up at one of the locations. Spearhead a team. Come solo. Bring your kid. Bring your spouse. You know, make it a fun morning of it. Mm-hmm. Your beachside, grab a little lunch afterwards and a paper straw, which that is obviously a point of contention for me because it's not good in a daiquiri. It's just not. Yeah.
Yeah, I can
but
see that.
My problems are real. No,
priority.
Just kidding.
Priorities.
And of course, we're going to have links to it on the VeroInsider.com. You can find out more information on our Facebook page or link to Keep Indian River Beautiful's Facebook page. So we're going to chat with Daisy a little bit more when we get back and give some shout outs to all of our wonderful sponsors. You're listening to the Vero Insider.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Wine Wednesday, everybody. Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia, Tillery. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. This show is made possible because we have amazing sponsors like Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza. You know, if you want to pamper yourself, Foxy's is the place to be. And you go there on a morning and it's nice and quiet. Oh my goodness, you get an extra massage. Like, I feel like you get extra 10 minutes of massage when they're not crazy busy.
Yeah.
So it's just delightful. I did I went to some like kind of fall colors. I did a little gold accent.
You're starting the transition.
I'm slowly starting the transition. I also did a little warmer in the hair color thanks to Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio of Vero in their brand new location off of 12th Street and Old Dixie.
My sister went there.
Did she love it? Did she love Melissa? Oh, good.
Oh, I don't know if it was Melissa, but she did. She loved it, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. It's got like a little back room now. And she even brought in a new artist that does like cool designs in kids' hairs.
Like the fun stuff.
Yeah, like an Elmo. Yeah. Like when I was there that day, the one kid was getting an Elmo on his head. It was so cute. It was adorable.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, you know, he's on the playground going, "How much do you love Elmo? I love him enough to put him on my head. What do you..." You know, the things kids must talk about.
Gosh.
So, yeah, so Hair Studio of Vero, Foxy Nails, you can't go wrong. Caliber Home Loans. I mean, if this is that time of year when... you start thinking, you know, before the holidays, how can we treat ourselves? I mean, the cost of rent is crazy. You can own a home for so much less.
Yeah.
So consult with them. Caliber, they really, home loans are all that they do. They're very knowledgeable. They'll get you on the pathway to what you need to do so that come the new year or come the holiday time, you can say, okay, I got my deposit. Let's do this. House of your dreams, Caliber team. They can make it happen. And then, of course, the Blue Star. Blue Star's going to take a little vacation, folks. She's away till the end of September. So
good time to pause, though.
It is, before season gets crazy. And then, of course, the free wine promo is going to end October 1st. So there's like a couple of days once she gets back. You can take advantage of that delicious free wine. Compliments of Chef Kitty and her amazing staff. It's a great place to go to celebrate a special occasion or just because. Tuesday through Saturdays is usually when they're open. But again, this week they're going to be taken off. And then they'll be back September 27th. So
they are always one of the hottest ticket items when we do our environmental awards auction.
Yes.
Like, everybody's like, ooh, put me in that one.
Yes, because Kitty will feed me.
Yes.
You know, when you go to fine dining, sometimes you leave and you're still hungry.
Oh, I hate
that's
that.
Never the problem at Kitty's.
That's
the
awesome.
Blue Star will treat you right. You will get a nice portion. And then, of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. We've been able to come to the rescue. How about some local families? There was a real impactful story when we teamed up with the Habitat of St. Lucie County for a move recently, and they built a brand new home for... that had to be all ADA compliant. The lady's in a wheelchair,
yes,
and her young kids are doing everything they can help. But I mean, honestly, in a move, you know, you just need a couple big guys and a big truck, right?
Right.
And she was an innocent bystander in a drive-by shooting that had gone wrong, obviously. Yes. And, you know, I was so proud that we were able to step up and help out. And, you know, what would have taken them days took mere hours. So if you ever hear of anybody that's looking to relocate, whether it's local or even out of state, we are an agents with Beacons Van Lines. It would be an honor and a privilege to assist them with all the heavy lifting. We can do as much or as little, some packing, no packing, assembly. When we get to destination, we'll put all those beds together, the bookshelves back together, put the table legs back on if we need to. It's all those things. It's the white glove.
Yeah.
It's the white glove
treatment.
It's the
little things.
Yeah.
They were so great when we moved into the new store the mall,
right?
Because we had so many weird, awkward things leaving the mall.
People donate the most crazy stuff.
So true. So, yeah, they were fantastic. And we filled up that truck way faster than we thought we were going to.
That's just it. All those odds and ends really add up quickly. And the new location is doing really well.
If you haven't had a chance,
folks, what are the hours there at the store?
Right now through September, we're going to go a little bit longer again as we get into season. But right now we're doing 10 a.m. to 5:30 Monday through Thursday and 9:30 to 4:30 Friday and Saturday.
Oh, wonderful. So lots of opportunities for folks to bring stuff.
Absolutely.
Do a little shopping.
Yes.
You know what's great?
More shopping than bringing.
Right. Well, there you go. Duly noted, people. You can find great gift bags and birthday cards and all sorts of things. I didn't even think of that. And I've been part of the organization for quite some time. The last time I was in there, I left and I was totally stocked up to take me through the birthday gifts and everything. Like, they're great. People reuse bags all the time. It's perfect.
Exactly.
And you know you're not getting the same bag as somebody else just got because it's like... Some of them are vintage. I mean, they just come from all over. It's so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the stuff that's coming in right now, I mean, the collectibles from, I just don't even know where to begin. Like, I mean, it's been.
Come shop. That's what she's saying. Come shop.
And it's one of those places where, you know, you can stop there for 15 minutes and find something, but you really want to spend a good chunk of time looking because there's so much to look at. That
correct.
In that 15 minutes, you're kind of like, okay, what's going on? Where am I trying to look here? And then you start to really like focus in and get to the good stuff.
So, now, the other thing that we are accepting is probably my favorite part of keeping New River Beautiful is the Environmental Award nominations.
Yes.
We've got a couple minutes. Do you want to delve a little bit into that?
Sure. Yeah. We accept public nominations for anyone doing environmental things. So if you know that most environmental person in your neighborhood or at work or your business is doing really good, you know, environmentally forward thinking things, like there is somebody in, I think, St. Lucie County, so it doesn't really apply for us, but there's somebody that is using algae as biofuel.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, so
that.
So there's like those kinds of things are definitely award recognizing ideas that we would love to hear about and highlight. Give you that pat on that back.
Yeah.
And highlight you
and it's
possibly
for folks
even
of
give
all
you
ages.
An award. Depends on the judges.
And it's the most beautiful award you ever did see.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's for
awesome.
Folks of all ages. I mean, we have civic groups, we have youth, we have artists and, you know, businesses. I know White Glove Moving and Storage and even Pac Mail Beachside for the different efforts of reuse and repurposing.
Absolutely.
And being a, you know, the Pac Mail is a collection point for all of those packing peanuts and stuff. Like those different things are also noteworthy.
Yes.
And, you know,
repurposing is absolutely important. It keeps things out of our landfill. It keeps things in reuse. And then it can get to, if it gets used a couple of times before it goes to the recycling, then it just, you just get that much more out of it.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, I mean, they could be the person that does the beach cleanup every day that you see, you know, like just get a little bit of detail. All we need is their name and phone number or email to contact them. And we go and we talk to them about what they're doing. So that way we can get the full story.
And in that same platform come the awards ceremony itself. It's a fundraiser. We are able to highlight on a big screen all of those good deeds, all the nominees. It's good food, great prizes, raffles to be had.
Yep.
And of course, you know, we're always accepting those donations to help with our ongoing efforts because when folks come and get all those supplies from Keeping New River Beautiful store throughout the year, or especially at a big cleanup like this Saturday, of course, there's expenses with all of that to be had.
Yeah, we got to cover costs. And so that's, you know, we're... there's only one thing, you know, we do three focus areas and only one thing is supported by the county. So we got to support those other areas if we want to keep that service for the community.
Well, check them out. Learn more about Keep Indian River Beautiful at keepindianriverbeautiful.org. Live link to us at theveroinsider.com. Share our show on social media. We certainly appreciate it. And of course, if you're thinking that you want to get out, get a little sunshine and help make an impact this Saturday, yours truly, along with 899 other people, will be out there and we'd love to have you come join us. Right, Daisy?
Absolutely.
All right. Until next week, folks. Cheers.